Hello and welcome to Digital Breakfast. I'm here again with Clarice Bishop.
It's Clarice, you banana.
Clarice.
Rice. Let's leave it at Rice.
Clarice Bishop. And today we're going to talk about films and things. Because on the last podcast I did with Rice, we discussed YouTube and we kind of touched on films and we went so off topic onto film that we might as well just film another one. Record. Yes, sorry, I'm so used to making films. But another one about films in general, because we watch quite a few obscure films. I'm not necessarily the person that would listen to. Oh, I'm getting everything mixed up. When I'm talking about film, I say listen to. Watch The Godfather. I'm not that kind of person. It's all right, but I'm not the kind of person that would binge it. I would, on the other hand, binge some popular films like Harry Potter. I'd definitely binge that.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most binge-worthy film of all time. Have you watched any films recently? Any good films?
Any good films? Rewatch Frank. Frank is one of my absolute favourite films.
Frank. What's it about? I've seen it, but
It's about the music artist, Frank Sidebottom, who's a comedian as well. And it's just about
Frank Sidebottom, wow.
Well, it's a good name. Everybody remembers it.
It's quite a good name. Frank.
Yeah, and basically it's just about them making an album, really. It's won some really obscure awards though. I can't remember what it is, but it's by the British film industry, isn't it?
Let's just mention that Frank has a massive fake head that doesn't...
Yeah.
That is. And the picture on everything is him. There's a good soundtrack to it.
Really good soundtrack. I really love that soundtrack to that.
It's good. Very good.
I like the props in it and all the stuff, but that's my speciality.
But it's a good film. And it's starring Domhnall Gleeson. That's how I found it. I was looking up, Kyle mentioned it to me ages ago.
Yeah.
And then I was looking up Domhnall Gleeson films. And then said, why don't you do this? Why don't you watch this? It's got Domhnall Gleeson in it.
I
was like, I want to watch Bill from Harry Potter. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a very good film. What about Kingsman?
We were talking about that earlier. Really good movie. Some really good action scenes in it.
Yeah. Really. Oh, it's
so
good.
So smooth, though, as well. It's just like, because I've had a go, like, doing weapons and stuff like that before, and it's just so much fun to watch. It's not like some action scenes just drag on. Like, James Bond movies, they drag along. Oh, have you seen all the photos and stuff for the James Bond movie?
No.
Oh, they've released some new photos of... It starts off in the Festival of the Dead, and the camera work and pictures of it look amazing already. I'm really excited for it to come out. I hate James Bond.
I've just Googled release James Bond photos. There's one of him with the mountains.
It's like, I'm not sure. I know they're on the Facebook page, but for Spectre, if you put Spectre. And it's apparently meant to be, so pretty though. I'm not a big fan of James Bond movies, but this one, really interested in going to see. Cool. It does look really good.
Yeah.
It's got so many extras in it though.
It does look cool. I loved Skyfall. I mean.
I didn't really enjoy it.
Did you not?
No.
There's out of all of the James Bond films, Skyfall is my favourite. I really love the guy that plays Q in it as well.
Oh yeah.
He's also the main character. He is Paddington. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen Paddington.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So British, and I'm all about Britain. I'm all Nigel Farage. No, I'm not. I don't like Nigel Farage, but I love Britain.
Nigel Fromage.
Virgil Fromage. but
let's not go into British
politics. Oh my gosh, I can talk about that for days. Vote Ed Miliband.
Oh, God.
He doesn't exist anymore, R.I.P.
But no, rest in peace, Ed Miliband.
But seriously, vote Labour. Have you seen Big Hero 6?
Yeah, I love Big Hero 6.
I watched it a couple of days ago.
It's really good. It's really cute, actually. I think it's adorable. It's Disney. It's just, like, evil, and then it's just like, let's all be cute afterwards about it all. He's died, but we'll remember him in a nice way. We'll save the world.
weird, isn't it? That, it's
quite
a
bit of a bizarre story.
Craydon was talking to me about it the other day, and he said that he loves the film, but he doesn't like the ending because it's very predictable. It was like, aren't all movies...
But aren't, like, some Disney movies and Pixar movies are kind of predictable.
Kids.
Yeah, so they're going to be.
What do you expect? Inception for five-year-olds? What is this?
Mind blown.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But did they really all die at the end of Big Hero 6? Did they really get sucked in the end?
It's The Matrix.
Yeah, it's
just The Matrix.
It's San Francisco inside of San Francisco. Something weird like that.
Oh god.
But yeah, that's a really good film.
He didn't actually die in the end.
Yeah. None of them died.
No.
Yeah. Turns out it was actually the brother the whole time that died. Oh, I probably ruined it. Actually, no, I didn't. That's like the set up for the story.
Yeah, set up.
So that's fine. But just Baymax is just so cool. So
I think it's quite cool.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Office Space? It's like 1999.
No.
I watched it the other day. It's like an American comedy, and I was thinking, oh, this is all right. And I'd seen a thing in Family Guy. You know the episode in Family Guy where it's like the bird is the word?
I don't watch it. I don't watch Family Guy.
No.
I don't watch Family Guy. Remember, I don't watch television.
Neither do I, but I tune in at 11 every night to BBC Three. I'm not sponsored by BBC Three because BBC don't do sponsor things.
Family Guy's moving to BBC Two anyway.
I know, but I tune in every night on BBC Three at the moment to watch it because I just love it. I love it so much. I love Seth MacFarlane. I love Ted. I love everything about Family Guy. But this episode, it's got Brian and Stewie, and they're just smashing this record for ages, and they're getting a baseball bat, and they're being pulled back. And I found it funny, but I didn't know what it was from, because almost everything in Family Guy is a reference.
Yeah.
And then I saw in this film, and it was because they're, like, beating up this photocopier, and they're, like, being held back.
Oh, I think I've seen that clip somewhere on the internet as a bit of a joke. It became a bit of a joke.
Yeah, it's because it's a comedy, so
yeah.
I was like, that's where it's from. So they were parodying something that... But they were parodying something that was already funny. So that's good. They weren't taking the mick out of it. But that's a good film. I'd recommend that. It's quite good. It's well acted. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any more films recently?
No. I did watch one last night. It was on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it. But it's like this failing actor, basically. It's a, like, decides to homeschool his kids. And it just goes absolutely mental. Like, the kid ends up wearing a bright pink wig. The granddad dies. It's, like, so sad. And it's, like, so sad. But then it's, like, absolutely mental at the same time. And it just goes on about this swear jar. I can't remember what it is.
Wait, hang on. I'm just Googling it. He's a writer or an actor?
But I don't know. He's an actor. But I only remember...
Movie 43?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
That's what it says. I think I've seen Movie 43. I Wish I Was Here.
I Wish I Was Here. I think that's it.
Okay.
Is it got... What's
6.7 out of 10.
Turn it around.
I'm on my laptop, by the way, if you can hear typing and noises and things.
No, I don't know.
A struggling actor lives in LA with his wife, who is Kate Hudson, for some reason, and two children, Grace and Tucker. Tucker.
Tucker's a YouTuber.
No, it's an awful name. Tom Tucker. Up until now, Gabe, has been paying for the children's schooling. But
that's it. Yeah. It's really good, actually. Last night I watched it just because there was nothing else really. But it's a really good movie, actually. It's nice, the cinematography of it's really nice and clear. And some of them it's not so good, but in the main bit where the plot moves along, it's really clear and smooth images, which is really nice.
I've looked it up on Images, and that's quite a nice shot.
Yeah, it is that's not in focus, but when it's actually... Yeah, it is a really good shot.
Yeah, there's some, looks like there's some cool stuff. I might watch it later.
Mm.
Do you go to Cineworld a lot or not?
No, I don't actually go to the cinema. I can't go to the cinema because my eyesight is horrendous.
Is it?
Yeah, I meant to wear glasses, but I don't, which is not clever, but I kind of wear glasses, but I meant to wear green glasses because I'm dyslexic.
Alright, green glasses?
Yeah, so I can read paper and stuff, but I can't wear, glasses over glasses.
No, that's green, your laptop.
Yeah, so I know where it is. Huh. Smart move, Clarice, smart move.
Is that why your hair is slightly green?
No, that's by accident.
So I'm okay. This is the part where I say in the podcast what I'm drinking. I was drinking water, but I finished it.
I still have water left because.
Oh, gosh, this is all recorded on the same day as we recorded the other one.
Yeah.
Because I can't get loads of guests each week, and sometimes you record a podcast and it flows so well that you just want to carry on.
Yeah, carry on talking.
Carry on talking. I go to Cinewood a lot. I haven't been for the past 2 months. Hope my mum isn't listening to this because she bought me an unlimited card. I haven't gone for the past 2 months, but I'm still on track because I watched so many films in the month before. I'm still getting my money's worth at the moment, but I need to go again.
Thing is, because I don't go into because I haven't got a Cineworld locally. I've got Odeon locally.
Have you?
Yeah.
And by locally, I mean my nearest cinema is Cineworld Nottingham.
Mine's in Mansfield. We have a cinema in Mansfield, which is kind of...
The Mansfield Arena.
God, football, all sorts.
Yeah, Mansfield is classic. If Carl is listening to this, big up Mansfield. There you go. My dad's side are from Kirkby. So, that's near, isn't it? Yeah.
Close enough. You go Mansfield, Sutton, then Kirkby. Yeah, that's how you have to go.
Yeah. But right, some of my family live in Mansfield.
Big up Mansfield. I came from Mansfield.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Big up Mansfield. I'd just say Nottingham if I were you.
Yeah, Nottingham.
Because I don't want to say I live in a village in the middle of nowhere. It's quite near Bingham. That is, and Bingham is like quite near Nottingham. I don't want to say that. It's like saying you're from Newark.
Nobody has a clue where it is. Yeah, no one I just say Nottingham is. To everybody. It's just like, yeah, I live in Nottingham, sure. Yeah.
Because if you live in a massive town, and then they say, I'm going to town, and then they're like, oh, you're going to town, where are you going? I'm going to Mansfield town centre. And they're like, oh, okay, I thought you were going to Nottingham.
Yeah.
But my version of town is Nottingham, because there's just a co-op in Bingham. It's pretty much it. That's my closest shop.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh. But I go to the cinema a lot.
Shouldn't scream on the podcast. Recently. Break anybody who's got headphones, poor them. Yeah. I apologise right now.
Yeah, apologies in advance. We don't swear on this podcast either.
No.
We don't, which is weird because most podcasts that I listen to, there's a lot of just swear as much as you want on the podcast. I'm not banning it.
It's just kind of happened.
Yeah, I don't like to swear on it myself. And normally, because I don't like to swear on it myself, other people just kind of follow and not do it. There's people that want to be on the podcast that do swear a lot. Not you. I mean, and the people that are like, can I be on it? I want to be on your beep, beep, beep podcast, please. I'll be like, yeah. But you've got to go to classes or something. Those etiquette classes. I swear there's. Well, you were talking about a documentary on Channel 4, right?
Can you
talk to me about that? What's it called anyway?
It's called Humans. It's like came out last Sunday. It's every Sunday, and it's about like synthetic humans, like AI. Basically, it's AIs, like artificial. If you don't know what AI is, it's artificial intelligence, and it's like they do all the housework and stuff for people. So basically, they're like slaves to human. But there's a few of them that have got feelings, and it's like a weird documentary kind of thing. You know, like a mockumentary. Like, it's like that. It's on Channel 4, and I only caught up with it the next day, and I was watching it whilst doing some college work. But it's so bizarre.
Robot drama is broadcast's biggest original drama for more than a decade.
Yeah, it's like a
Channel
weird...
Channel 4's Humans Electrifies.
Yeah, it's a drama, but it's like, it's set out like... like watching people's lives and mockumentaries, and it's so bizarre. I really don't get it, but it's so bizarre. It scared me. It literally creeps you out. If you think about it, it like creeps you out because when you're watching it, it's like this could be a possibility. We could have robots in our house doing all our housework.
Those films creep me out. I love them, but they creep me out.
And I was just watching it. It's just too realistic. It's like. Because we've got robots now, of course, but they're not as advanced as they are in the programs. But it still creeps you out. They could be doing this in, I don't know, 50-odd years or something. Not even less.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Have you seen... Oh, my gosh, what is it? It's a film that was out recently this year.
Mm.
And it's got Domhnall Gleeson in it again. But hang on, I'll find it through Domhnall Gleeson.
I don't have a clue. What? Why is it got to do something robot-y or something like that?
Something to do with Ex Machina.
Oh yes, I heard about that. I haven't seen it, but it's the one next one I'm actually gonna go watch when I get back. Because apparently, it's really good.
It's robots but real people, and it's so weird. It's kind of like a horror at the same time as a sci-fi film, and you just see them. They look so human, and they can literally just peel their skin off and put other people's on. It's so weird. See, look, that's a picture of her choosing a new face.
Okay, that is quite bizarre. That's made my skin crawl. Ugh. Really don't like that.
It's so weird. There's weird bits where there's this terrifying bit in the film where she's like running like really fast and she's only got like half of her skin on. But then you watch the film and she's not actually running in a bad way. She's like running away from something.
Oh yeah.
But in the trailer they make it look like she's
on the run.
Yeah. And for the whole film you don't know if she's good or evil or not.
Don't ruin it for me, because I'll go back and I might actually buy that.
But yeah, look at that picture. It's like the hand.
That is quite bizarre. Ugh.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. But that must creepy. Be my favourite word for this podcast. Bizarre.
Bizarre. Bizarre.
It's a good word, though.
Bizarre. It's not like... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've picked that from Professor Elemental, just because he says it so much. But no, what else is that I'm trying to think of? Yeah, but robots. Creepy, right?
Hey, look. Ex Machina. Related film. Frank!
Back to Frank again!
Yeah, 7 out of 10. It should be more than that.
It should be more than that. It's really. The cinematography on that is just beautiful, I find it. Oh, yeah. Whoever's done it, though, is really good.
It's Lenny Abrahamson.
The cinematography on the Grand Budapest Hotel, though. That is, like, the stuff they've done on there, the colours and stuff, just really work really well.
Yeah, that is amazing.
I find it's one of Wes Anderson's best films, I've got to say, for colour and, like, storyline and things.
But you know that Frank Sidebottom was a proper, like, comedian.
Yeah, I do know that. My auntie's a massive fan. My auntie was a massive fan.
So it's all kind of based on that.
It's a true story. It's just kind of exaggerated, like, changed a little bit around to sit a suit, like...
Wait, he didn't actually keep the head on all the time, did he?
Mm-hmm, most of it.
But the head in the real one is scarier.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I know that normally in this podcast we normally talk about a lot of random things and that people have not heard about and get into a full-on conversation about it. Just pause it, alright? If you download it on iTunes, it's there forever now. It's yours. You can keep it. So just pause it, watch Frank, or at least Wikipedia it or something. And I'm not going to stop the lag again. I'm going to stop doing that. But seriously.
Take a look at it. It's unusual. It's an unusual story. But, like, I liked the original story about it. So I read more into it. So if you know more about it and stuff. I felt sorry for the guy. He really suffered with depression, though. He had a family and things as well, though. So I guess he did take the head off sometimes and stuff.
Yeah.
But... I think the story's changed around for the movie, just so it suits it a lot more.
Yeah. You ever seen Never Let Me Go?
No.
I think... Alright, this is like it's really weird. They go to this like boarding school, British countryside, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got Andrew Garfield in it. And Keira Knightley. They're two brilliant actors.
Mm.
Actress. I don't know if that makes sense now. Can you call a girl an actor? Or is it always an actress?
It's meant to be an actress, but I call them whatever... They can be called whatever they want.
I know.
For me.
I was talking to one person, and they were like, yo, don't say actress. It's like police woman and police man. And I was like, just call them police officers. So what am I supposed to call them? Actingers?
Actingers.
Something that isn't... I mean, no. You must hate French people then, because they base most of their words off...
Female and male pronouns, yeah.
But anyways... Never Let Me Go. They're like in some weird boarding school, and then they realise that they were literally, if I'm wrong, comment on this, but they were literally like born so that they could have operations, and they're like, you know when you're like, you can say that you're going to be an organ donor when you die?
Yeah.
They're literally doing that, but they donate it at the age of like 20 and stuff, and then they keep donating their stuff until they die, and they're literally just bred for that.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's so weird. And they're like normal people and they're like 20 and they're having these weird operations and they've only just realised that they're that's their purpose and they're like really scared. Like, really...
What's the rating for it?
7.2, but it's 2010, so
yeah,
it goes down and then it goes up again when yeah. it gets into a classic. It's weird. When it first comes out, it gets really high ratings.
Yeah, and then there's more movies come along and then it just sort of changes up again.
And it kind of drops and then it stays somewhere. But if it's over 7, it's always a film that that's worth seeing. And it's Roger Ebert, film critic, 4 out of 4.
Oh, that's good.
I'm Rotten Tomatoes.
Why do people rate things out like 4 out of 4? Can't you just rate it 5 out of 5? Yeah. It makes more sense to do it like that.
I know. I know what you mean.
It's like when people rate things like 8 out of 10 or 8.5. It really stresses me out. That's why IMBD stresses me out so much. It's like, why can't it just be a full number?
I know what you mean. Really do what you mean. Oh, this film is so creepy. It's like, it shows them and she's like, it's her third operation, and when it comes out and she's like in a wheelchair and she's like, everyone's like, holy god, this is terrifying. It's so weird. I don't know. It's just really weird.
Yeah. Won't be watching that. Not a big horror fan. Can't take horror.
It's not horror. It's not horror. It's like a love story, which is why it's so weird. It's like a romantic,
creepy love story. Twisted love story. Yeah, might watch it then. Might watch it. See how it... I'll watch it and then see how it goes.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's quite sad, so... I watched it because
Bring Keira the box of tissues.
Yeah. I watched it because Keira Knightley was in it. And I love Keira Knightley.
I guessed.
And then Andrew Garfield. I think he's an awesome actor. So.
Have you seen, there's a massive lineup for the new whole entire like Marvel stuff and all that. Spider-Man. Have you not seen the list of like all that they've told us for the next like 3 years? Whole entire list of every movie that they're going to do. It's like Doctor Strange's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
I'm quite looking forward to it. I'm really excited for it.
You put a face like, oh my gosh, Ed. And I was like, anything with Benedict Cumberbatch in. But The Imitation Game is one of my favourite films.
I watched that a bit later, but I really love it. I think it made me cry. I don't cry much, but I cried full on at that. It's such a sad story.
Yeah. It's really sad story. And Benedict Cumberbatch is just incredible. That's got Keira Knightley in it. Benedict Cumberbatch is incredible. The whole thing is incredible. I watch any film if I see a review and it says it's about something to do with creativity or something.
Yeah.
I love films that are just about innovative people.
Yeah.
So, like, there is a way he got told to do a job. He did it differently. He had his own way of doing it and he changed the war and the world. Turing machines, computers. Yeah. But...
basically, the basis of computers and basically the... kind of idea digital, of artificial intelligence.
Anything digital is thanks to Alan Turing originally. But I like films like The Social Network. I like all of these films.
I haven't seen that. I just kind of avoided that for some reason.
It's like one of my favourite films. I don't like Facebook now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's become, but...
basically, it's become like a video sharing website.
It just has.
Someone commented on my... because at the moment we're doing documentaries at college.
Yeah.
Because mine's all about YouTube and how YouTube works, because I've been in the community for such a long time, and so have you. And I was looking into it, why do we always use YouTube? Why don't we use other things? And somebody had a go at me saying Facebook shouldn't be a part of this. And I'm like, it should, because it is being used as a video sharing platform.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, it's not live streaming. But they do live stream events and things like that. So technically, that's what it's becoming. Yeah. And social media today is changing. It's a lot more video-based.
Yeah, the only videos I don't like are the where it's a bit of text and it's like, when Bae doesn't like Yo Girl or something like that.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
It's like a video of a cat going, oh no, meow meow, running away or something. And everyone's like, oh my god, relatable, like, share.
Oh, it's like a Vine. Comment. Vines. I hate Vines.
I only like the creative ones where it's got like a guy saying, oh gosh, I'm late for the bus. And then he runs, into the bus.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that's cool.
Yeah, stuff like that's really good. Like Thomas Sanders and stuff like that is really, really good. It's really funny as well. But what else is there? I'm trying to think what other Vines. But the jokey mainstream ones that everyone's seen and they've just been changed a little bit. Or it's a different person saying the same thing. That really does annoy me.
It gets on my nerves. It gets on my nerves so much. My phone is ringing, so I'm going to have to wrap this up. But you probably can't hear the phone because the mic is... oh, the phone's gone off anyway, so it doesn't matter. I've only been called 3 times today and they're all spam calls.
Oh,
I've never been interrupted on the podcast. I'm not happy with that. I bet you won't be able to hear it though.
Depends. Might be.
I hope not. But if it doesn't, it's alright. Anyways, thank you very much for listening to Digital Breakfast. If you're confused of why Writer's on the podcast again, sometimes I go away, and there has been a period before where it's been like a couple of weeks without a podcast. That is all going to change, so that if I'm really enjoying doing a podcast with someone, I'll record a couple, and then I'll upload that when I'm away. So if you're going, why isn't there a new guest? Then don't fret, I'm probably in Syria or something.
It's some different country. Yeah.
I'm probably there. But thank you very much for watching. I have been Edward Fleming, and who have you been?
I have been